Welcome, great patriotic friends, to July 25th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and for the next 5 minutes, we'll talk about America. The good, the bad, and the ugly. But let's begin the show with the Pledge of Allegiance, as we customarily do. So everyone stand up, let's face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. And now on to today's headlines. Joaquin Marietta's head goes on display in San Francisco. General Stevens is killed in the Battle of Peachtree. We'll wish a happy birthday to the father of electric traction, Frank Sprague. Rock Hudson announces he has AIDS. And happy birthday, Walter Payton. All right, so now let's get started. 1853. Joaquin Murrieta's head goes on display in California. Murrieta was either a hero or a vicious bandit, depending on who you talk to. One of his stories go like this. Murrieta and his family moved to California for the gold rush, and white settlers kicked him out. Angry and resentful, Murrieta gathered some henchmen to get revenge on the white settlers. Between 1850 and 1863, Murrieta and his band of the Five Joaquins allegedly stole over 100 horses, plus more than 100 grand in gold, and killed 19 men. As a result, California Governor John Bigler assembled a team of California Rangers to go after the Five Joaquins and placed a $5,000 bounty on Murrieta's head. Rangers caught up with Murrieta and his right-hand man, Manuel Garcia. To get the bounty, the Rangers cut off Murrieta's head and Garcia's three-fingered hand and put the head in a jar of brandy. People paid a dollar to see it on exhibition in San Francisco, in Stockton, and Mariposa County. But was it really Murrieta? His sister saw the head and said it wasn't. All I know for sure is this. If you ever go camping out in the gold fields in that area, you'll see a headless Joaquin's ghost riding his horse yelling, "Give me back my head! Ooh!" In Civil War news, 1864, Confederate Brigadier General Clement Hoffman Stevens is killed at the Battle of Peachtree during the Atlanta Campaign. Stevens, by the way, also constructed the Ironclad Battery. 1857, happy birthday to the father of electric traction, Frank J. Sprague from Milford, Connecticut. Frank was a huge contributor to the development of the electric motor, the electric railways, and the electric elevators. 1985. Rock Hudson announced that he has AIDS. The fact that he was gay shocked America, since Rock seemed anything but feminine and destroyed the stereotypes that homosexuals had at that time. Although Carol Burnett, Susan St. James, and Liz Taylor all knew his secret. And that secret was in jeopardy when Rock was blackmailed in 1955 by Confidential Magazine, who was threatening to expose his sexual preference. Back in the 1950s, this would have destroyed his career. So, he married his female secretary. According to Wikipedia, Rock Hudson was voted Star of the Year, Favorite Leading Man, and similar titles by numerous film magazines. He completed nearly 70 films and starred in several television productions during a career that spanned over four decades. Hudson died in 1985, becoming the first major celebrity to die from AIDS-related illness. And in football news, 1954. Happy birthday, Walter Payton. Sweetness did a lot for the Chicago Bears during the 13 years he played. He's a 9-time Pro Bowl selectee, held the record for most rushing touchdowns, yards from scrimmage, and total rushing yards until Emmitt Smith broke his record. He also broke records in so many other categories, too. Coach Mike Ditka said that Walter Payton's not just the greatest player he'd ever seen, but even greater as a human being. Happy birthday, Walter. So that's going to wrap it up, my friends, for July 25th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, it is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. And let me know what you thought about today's program. For example, if you've ever been camping in the gold fields of California, maybe you've seen Murrieta's ghost. Or then again, maybe not. What about that story about Rock Hudson? shattering stereotypes about gay men everywhere? Did you send a happy birthday card to Walter Payton? So yeah, leave it all right there on the comment board. And while you're there, you can take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes. So now on to tomorrow's program. Grasshoppers invade the Midwest. I'll also talk about engine bearings, the post office, the National Security Act, Ed Gein's, Kevin Spacey, and Stevie Wonder. So until then, you can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.